Well, good morning, everybody. It is Saturday, September the 13th in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. It's good to be with you on this Saturday. We've got good work to do together to sow for a great awakening, friends. We are sure of one thing, that our country, this world, our town, our families, we must have awakening. And we believe that you will get the awakening that you sow for, right? Jesus, so the Bible says very clearly, you reap what you sow. And so every day we're sowing here. We're trying to get seed in new fields. We're trying to get seed in our own field of our own hearts. So here we go. You ready? We're going to enter in with consecration, right? The movement every day, it's consecration, opens the door into transformation, which is a great cathedral of revelation and response. And that moves us out into demonstration, into the fields of our days and our lives. All right, well, here we go. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. I hope you're saying that with me. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry, this is one of my favorite ones. The superpower of the single seed. And our text is Matthew. We're in chapter 13. Jesus is back teaching again, teaching on the kingdom. Remember what he's always doing. He's preaching. You know what his message is. The kingdom is here now. Wake up. Come on. That's his message. Then he teaches. And he's always teaching on, like, what's the nature of this kingdom? How does it come from heaven to earth? What are the dimensions of it? How does it work? And then he is healing, right? Demonstrating. That word healing, salvation, salve, healing, always. And this is what he's calling us to. And that's what we're doing here every single day. Matthew chapter 13, we're about to hear the word of God, the revelation of God, verses 3 through 9. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil. And immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear the word of the Lord. Now consider this. See, we receive the revelation, and now we start responding. This is what I'm writing now. That's not the word of God. It's my response to the word of God. You're entering into with your response to God. This is how this works. Who's ready to go gospeling today? Let's break this seed calculus down to its most basic math. Four seeds, four seed beds. The path, the rocks, the thorns, the ice cream. Seed number one, the path. the birds devoured it. Can we be honest? That seed will pass right through the bird and out the other end, landing on another of four possible seed beds. In other words, the seed lives to sow another day. I like to think of that as what the devil meant for bad, God will turn to good. So seed number one, according to this story, is a zero. Seed number two, the rocks, the seed sprouts and springs up immediately. It looks like a win. But with no topsoil, it can't take root, and it succumbs to the scorching sun. Seed number two equals zero. Seed number three, the thorns. The seed sprouts and grows, but the thorns grow faster and choked out the life. The Bible, Jesus will interpret that as the concerns and the cares of the world. Seed number three is a zero. And then seed number four, we call this ice cream. That's what farmers call a good, fertile field. It flourishes into a mature crop, multiplying the single seed exponentially. Seed number four, let's say it equals 63. That's the average yield of 30 plus 60 plus 100. One seed produces 63 seeds. So this explains the tears of the sower, right? The psalmist says we sow in tears and reap in joy. The tears come from the fact that we face a 75% fail rate. 50% of our efforts start well only to fail. The seeds come up. We have to watch them die. Though sowing be hopeful work and filled with possibilities, it is sad and discouraging. A lot of you feel that. I'm thinking today of a lot of preachers out there. You've been sowing and sowing and sowing, and you feel like you've failed. But hang on. That one seed, right? We've only talked about those three seeds. That one seed of every four is a home run every single time. It's just a question of how many people were on base. Guarantee me a home run every fourth at bat, and I'll gladly strike out the other three. It brings to mind the Babe Ruth rule, who though he led the league in home runs, he also led the league in strikeouts. Now let's put this in dollars and cents. Give Seedbed $1 million to sow for a great awakening. One promise I will make you is to never turn that into an endowment fund, right? We're not going to put it in the bank and just draw interest. We're not going to tie up the money to draw a little bit of interest. We're going to risk it all on Jesus. The first $250,000, it's going to go straight to the birds. We're going to feed the birds. Not on purpose, but we're just sowing, guys. The next $500,000, yeah, it's going to appear to generate a return, only to go back to zero. Very discouraging. We're down to $250,000 of your $1 million you've ventured in the kingdom investment of Seedbed. Now, that last $250,000, by my seed math, will return over $15 million in kingdom of heaven coming on earth outcomes. How about that? And if I know you, you will take that deal all day long. And it will also work with $100, okay? Not just $1 million. And you know what? Best part, we'll have the time of our life sowing it together. That's the superpower of a seed. You know, of course, many will challenge the sower to become more efficient and stop wasting the seed on bad seed beds. And this is to miss the point entirely. The rule of the kingdom is not efficiency. It is extravagance. Sowing seeds everywhere, all the time. The kingdom we seek is not about the seed bed, also known as the soil. It's not about the sower. It's about the seed. The superpower is the seed, and the seed is the Word of God. Oh, good, Dad. You coming over to sing? Perfect. The superpower is in the seed, and the seed is the Word of God, who is the Son of God, flourishing in the soil of you. So, moral to the story, be the seed. And sow extravagantly. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the superpower of the seed of your word, which we see in full flourishing in your Son, Jesus Christ. Sow this seed in our lives, in my life, to the end that my life might become a flourishing seedbed of your extravagant kingdom in this world. I want my life to become a demonstration plot for your kingdom. I'm praying in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, our journal prompts today. So, what do you think of this seed math? How are you encouraged to leave behind the efficiency model and embrace the extravagance model? Sowing everywhere, all the time, without prejudging the seedbed for its potential or lack thereof. And I wonder what further insights are being revealed to you today. You know, you just never know. You never know where the path is going to be. You don't know where the good soil is going to be. And sometimes what looks to be maybe to you like the path will turn out to be the ice cream soil that produces the great harvest. That's the thing about Jesus. I mean, I love it. I mean, he's going, notice, he's going to the most unlikely people. He's going to the poor. He's going to the beggars. He's going to the blind people. He's going to the lepers. You would think he's going to invest in the sort of the young and the, you know, up and coming superstars. Maybe. But that doesn't really seem to be the story we see in the Bible. He loves children. Don't get me wrong. He loves the young. But he's just not looking for what we're looking for so often. The best and the brightest, the top resumes, the best grades. That's not Jesus. Good grades are fine, they're good. Jesus is better. Put your stock in him. That's the message. And so give extravagant care to getting seed out everywhere you can all the time. Take the risk. I'm glad people took risks on me. This guy right here, he did big time. Well, Dad's here. And you ready to sing, Dad? Come on, pull on up a little closer.
What page?
We're going to sing, what do we got? We're going to sing one of your favorite songs, and I love it too. It is called Bringing in the Sheaves. What's the number?
464.
464 in our Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise, Bringing in the Sheaves. It's perfect. This is a song about sowing and reaping. And guys, we got to up our game on sowing. That's what Seedbed's about. We are trying to get seed. You see those seeds in the ground. Every day that a seed is put in the ground is the day in the future that something's growing. And the opposite is also true. Every day that we don't, let's scoot over this way a little bit, Dad. Every day we don't get seed in the ground is a day in the future when something is not growing. So here we go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Sowing in the morning, sowing in the evening, sowing in the noontide and the dewy, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor ending, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Last verse.
Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, though the loss sustained our spirits often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
Amen.
Amen, brother.
Guys, y'all don't know what kind of sower we're dealing with right here. This guy, David Walt, y'all, he was inducted into the Arkansas Agriculture Hall of Fame. He's a famous farmer.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Dad. You know, when we were young, my dad would load up my two sisters and I in the truck, and we'd be in the middle of a drought. They just would come. It seemed like once a summer or drought, you'd go 2 or 3 weeks without a rain. And this is back before we had precision level land
right,
and irrigation. And so if you don't get a rain, you're on the way out in those days. So what would we do?
We would sing, we need a rain about an inch and a half. We need a rain about an inch and a half. We need a rain about an inch and a half. Have faith it will.
We would go field to field to field. And Dad would lead me and Missy and Erica.
That's right.
I'd probably be maybe 7 and Missy would be 5 and Erica would be about 4. And we would be singing our prayer. Let's do it again.
We need a rain about an inch and a half. We need a rain about an inch and a half. We need a rain about an inch and a half. Have faith it will.
How about that? And you know what would happen? It would rain.
We would get it.
We would get a rain.
Amen.
And faith would arise.
We're still getting them. We're still singing that song in our hearts.
That's right. Well, I know a lot of y'all today in your lives, you need a rain.
That's right.
You need a rain. We need a rain. And that's, you know, it's interesting how the Bible uses rain to talk about the Holy Spirit. And so sing that song, invite the Holy Spirit to rain down blessing and help and goodness and love. And in the meantime, guys, let's keep sowing. We sow through tears. We sow through hardship. We sow through discouragement. We sow in the valleys. We just never stop sowing. The path, the rocks, the thorns. And you never know when that seed's going to hit the ice cream. You remember, that's what they call that land, isn't it? That good dirt, the ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream, yeah.
The ice cream.
Not that buckshot.
Well, listen, it's time to hit the fields of Saturday. You may be looking around a back 40 today you don't normally see. So be ready to sow the seeds of the Word of God, of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Of love.
Amen.
For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
And we'll see you on the field.
Amen.